Well, good morning to you guys. I'm Peter Joy. Know if you guys are great or right now, if that's Florida right now. I heard some mentions right now that Trump wants to talk to me. As far as real police concerned, right now, President Trump, all right, no, that's Florida, right now. Let me say this, I do not want to lie. I don't have a problem with President Trump. If he has any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer them, but not these, right? All right, now, that's for the Lord. I'm putting this out. They don't care who feels what about it. William was saying that. Said all across planet Earth, all they're talking about is the Lord Jesus Ripple, right? Does that make sense pouring it out? All right, now, that's for the Lord. I do not want to give this dude the runaround. All right, I'm not volunteering for the United States, right? Is that not going Donald Trump? But no. I'm not volunteering for the United States. I already stated what I've been through. I mean, you know, Trump going to have executive powers. All right, no, that's for the Lord. He can go straight through the phone calls of Biden, the racism, the bigotry, and him trying to kill me by putting me on the streets, him trying to frame me, him calling the Klan, him lynching me, starving me, drying up my money, you know, drying up my checks this year and last year, trying to make me homeless. All right, now do more torture and war crimes against me after 10 months of torture last year, calling the UK to try to get racists like Kate Middleton. All right, no, brother Kate to try to help him steal from me. Does that make sense? Right now, as far as Biden is concerned. I'm not volunteering for the United States. That's not a knock at Donald Trump, but no. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, I cannot teach Ripple. I am not teaching Ripple, right? Does that make sense? Ripple is my business, right? It's my company. It's my business. I don't care who feels what about that, okay? It is a globally recognized brand. The extraction, you know, by Jesus' wisdom, by Jesus shining the light, because I don't have power like that. It's a globally recognized brand. Global, right? Is a globally recognized brand with zero errors in it, right? Ask Joe Scarborough. I mean, if Joe Scarborough today lied that he is not black, okay, great. Ask him if he's African American. Now, he worked in Washington in Congress and he knew people in intelligence. How did they not get that? Ask Joe Scarborough if he is, all right, now, just an example, Joe Scarborough, right? I didn't start with him. It is not a sin or wrong to say that Joe Scarborough is black. It's not sin or wrong to say Joe Scarborough is a black man, because he is. Joe Scarborough's parent is black. Right? He just lied for 61 years about who he is. He has said racially incendiary stuff to black people, right? He's had a complaint or two about him, am I right? He is a black man pretending to be white. Right? All right, no, that's for it. But check this out. All right, now, Joe Scarborough says he is not black. Okay, this is a very simple question. Switch it up on him. Ask him if he is African American. Okay, none of us know our ancestors that came over here from Africa back there in the 1700s. We don't know them. But they do call you African-American based on your ancestors coming over here from Africa in slavery. Okay, Joe Scarborough is the same. He is descendant of African slaves. Okay, if Joe Scarborough lies that he is not black, he is a black man. If he lies that he is not black, switch it. Ask him if he is African-American, which means that does he have African descendants? All right, now, does he have African, is he descended from Africa? Does he have African ancestors? Excuse me. Does he have African ancestors? Is he a descendant of Africans? Does he have any African ancestry? Because he does. Ask Joe Scarborough if he lies that he is not white. If he lies that he is not black, you know, why do you keep trying to lie that he's white? He's an illusion. Hating who he is for 61 years, he has more problems they wanted to steal from me. This man was saying he would lie on me and try to frame me and destroy my life, right? So how am I? He said he was willing to lie on me to destroy my life to steal from me, despite him putting zero investments into Ripple, right? What's up? Okay, all right. Now, even Donald Trump knew Joe Scarborough. I'm pretty sure he didn't mention, you know, there's nothing against Donald Trump. No, but, you know, he was up in people's places, but for 61 years, he could have mentioned over and over again that he is a black man. Joe Scarborough could have mentioned over and over again that he is an African-American man, which he is, okay? So Joe Scarborough lies today about Rachel Dolezal. I kind of equate him to Rachel Dolezal. Let me say this about Rachel Dolezal. This lady hasn't done anything to me. I don't have a problem with her. Rachel Dolezal, you know, was pretending to be black. Her parents came out and said she's white, and she is white. Joe Scarborough is a black man pretending to be white, like his parent pretended to be white. They broke all their ties with their black family and moved to another place, right? He grew up part-time in Mississippi, yes, right, but he lived in other places. They were trying to space themselves for their black part of their family as much as they could, right? Okay, now, if Joe Scarborough lies that he is not, if he lies that he is not a black man, and Joe Scarborough is a black man, he is very fair-skinned. You know how these racists, they love saying John this and John that, just Biden his crackhead sign. They love saying, in Mitch McConnell, okay, these very racist folks, they love to say, John, this baby murdering killer racist, I'm not biting my tongue, as far as Biden, what he did to Israel. He woke up one day, he could barely walk through sand, it's like his feet had to fight to walk through sand, and he woke up and he started murdering children. He burned them alive. He shot to death men and women that did no sin to him, that did no wrong to him, just Jewish people that existed. He started murdering one day. He could barely walk through the sand on the beach, but he got up so much hatred, he can get up and start calling Iran over and over again to murder people. He could barely walk. He's so full of hate. But he could focus his attention and his heart on killing people. And then when he saw the intelligence that he had even burned children alive, he still proceeded to shoot bombs two more times and flush terrorists with cash. So, you know, he's in there, right? Just a sorry excuse for a person, O Biden, right? A shit poor character. God forgive him for cussing. Check this out, all right? No, that's for the Lord. Okay, so if Joe Scarborough... Okay, so Joe Scarborough, like, he got caught calling the Klan, the International 11, trying to lie on me, saying, lie on me, call me a nigger, a black bitch, saying, frame me. Okay, I'm not sugarcoating it. He can go back through Biden's own calls. That's what he said. He can go back through Biden's call records. Okay, if they can pull my call records for over 10 years, sure, they can pull Biden's call records for the last 3 years he's been terrorizing me. When he got the best investigators to look at me in the nation, the best prosecutors with no evil, that's when he started calling the Klan, right? Don't be here for 3 years trying to steal from me. I am not volunteering for the United States. That is not a knock at Donald Trump. This dude ain't did nothing to me. I do not have a problem with Donald Trump. This man ain't did no sin to me. If Donald Trump has any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer his questions outside of these. That's all I'm saying, right? I am not volunteering for the United States. No. There's no way. I am not selling the United States, and it's not me being mean. I'm just simply stating something. I do not want to give Donald Trump, Trump. I don't want to give him the runaround. I do not want to give, President Trump, I do not want to give this dude the runaround. I do not want to waste his time. Okay, first thing is, I am not under no circumstances volunteering for the United States. I don't want to waste this dude's time. I am not teaching or training how to do Ripple. I don't want to waste Donald Trump's time, right? All right, now, Ripple the Extraction, that is my business. It's a global brand. Okay, clearly, all right, now, these are world leaders. They've heard them nonstop talk about it. Like, Prince William is a world leader. He's heard them nonstop talk about it. All they're talking about is the Ripple. The Lord Jesus gave Ripple. The Lord Jesus poured out Ripple. I exalt the Lord Jesus. I thank the Lord Jesus. I kiss the Lord Jesus' feet. I extol the Lord Jesus. People need to extol Father God Jehovah, His Son Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit, the genius of the Lord Jesus, the absolute power and majesty and genius of the Lord God Jehovah, the Creator, our Father in heaven, and the Lord power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord poured me out Ripple. The Extraction. You see $1 million. You can see $10 million. I own 100% of it. All of it's mine. You had racists in the United States trying to lie about 30%. I own 100%. They were trying to steal the 70 and the 30 from me. They're so racist. They're going to try to steal a big chunk of my money, then try to cut me into it. Then he's like, nah, they're going to double back and try to steal everything. No. So, okay. I own 100% of the money that you're seeing being counted up. I own 100% of it. All of it's mine. I am not giving it to the United States, right? No. Not just that, right now, I own Ripple the Extraction, okay? I am not extracting anything. It's not a knock at Donald Trump, I'm just saying. I just went through all manner of stuff with the United States, just pure evil, right? What would it be for me to give you, what would be in it for me to give the United States, a wholesale to my own money? That makes absolutely no sense. So, no, I don't want to waste this dude's time. That's all I'm saying, right? Donald Trump, I don't want to waste this man's time. So right now, so I'm not saying this in a mean, menacing way. No, I'm just simply saying no. I'm not volunteering for the United States to extract fraud from a global supply chain that is not owned by the United States, does not belong to the United States. The whole planet Earth saw United States infrastructure and even all of this jobs and tourism and taxation can't make the money. I am not voluntarily giving United States, a global supply chain. No, right? It's my business, no. All right, now, that's for Florida. Right now, it's not me saying I'm happy to go offer the stock over in Europe and Asia so that people can buy the stock over in Europe and Asia. But I am not volunteering, to give United States money it cannot make, right? No. Not just that, all right? No, I am not volunteering to give United States half my money. No, the United States invested $0. I want a Freemason, a normal person, a person in a dick-nut group, a man, a woman, anybody, a hybrid. Anybody, please stand up and name that you invested anything into Ripple, even a penny in the development, even a penny in the extraction. Please stand up. Zero people. Only Father God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit invested. Nobody has a right to ask me for a return on something they didn't invest. Not just that. All right, now check this out. The United States and these punks in it. That means this. Let me watch my language. All right, now Warren Buffett stole over $300 billion in stock from me. Does that make sense right now? 75 years he failed to do it. They start stealing stock from me already. So when anybody say the United States has already enriched this stuff up for stealing from me the first time while lying up halls that don't exist while trying to rob me of all my money while doing every racist, evil, nasty, misogynist, bigoted thing to lie. Right? I am not I'm saying I need people to hear this across the world. It's not because I'm so special, no. I need, and it's nothing against Donald Trump, no, right? It's not wrong to say, no, does that make sense? Okay. I am not volunteering, all right, no, for the United States. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, so that's me saying, all right, no, this is me saying, I am not volunteering for the United States. I am not volunteering volunteering to extract fraud for the United States. No. I am not volunteering to enrich these racist, horrible people. No. I am not volunteering to enrich these a-holes like Obama and T.D. Jakes either. No. I am not volunteering for the United States. No. Right? We talked about helping normal people with $100,000 apiece, so long as they make under $250,000, no matter what their background is. We talked about paying the reparations in Jesus' name. But in Jesus' name, that is the best I can do with it. Right? The reparations would be $500,000, but, you know, okay, if they got dependents, say for reparations, if somebody got, like, two or three dependents, so right now, each dependent would get $50,000 apiece. With the parents left for that $50,000, $350,000, because $50,000 would be going to those kids apiece. So they don't get $500 on the face, right? Each dependent will get a portion of that money. Just like with the $100,000 of American citizens, if they have any dependents under the age of 18 years old, say if they have like two or three children, they get that $100,000. Each one of their dependents will get $10,000 apiece. So that would reduce their they would get $60,000. Their kids would get $70,000, and their kids would get $30,000 for the three children. Right? It would basically, if they have dependents, it'll come out of their own money. It'll be handled like that, so nobody is left out of it, including the children. Right? All right. Now, foster kids and wards of the state, they get the whole thing. Does that make sense? All right. Now, that's for the Lord. All right. Now, so we talked about helping people normally. Right? All right now, as the United States was told, right? I'm not, okay, I need there to be some clarity between me and the United States, right? It's not a knock at Donald Trump, right? I'm not volunteering for the United States. No, I'm not volunteering the extraction for the United States. This is my business. This is my business. No. They already stole how much money? Ex-Warren Buffett, about the $300 billion he failed to make in 75 years of trading. Tens of millions of trades he failed over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, just as sure as Joe Scarborough is African-American. And lied about being a white man to people's faces because he's so fair-skinned. But Joe Scarborough is African-American. If he lies that he is not black, ask him if he's African-American. That's another way to say it. Right? Okay, all right, now, being ashamed of who he is, this man had deeper problems than wanting to frame me, lie on me, trying to destroy my rights in my life, and trying to steal from me. He got deeper problems. He hid himself. Right? All right, now, he's hid from me who he is. I mean, Mariah Carey looked like him. Mariah Carey has a black father. Did you know that? She's a global superstar, and she said, okay, I'm not ashamed of my dad. My dad's black, and my mom's white. Joe Scarborough, that's for the Lord. Right now, he got a black parent and a white parent. Joe Scarborough's parent has a black parent and a white parent, right? No, Joe Scarborough's parent has a black parent and a white parent, right? All right, no, Joe Scarborough's great parent is completely black, like they love saying John. Okay, Joe Scarborough has a John, not necessarily named John, but Joe Scarborough has a John. He has a full ancestry of black in his great grandparent. His great grandparent is completely black. They start moving around to space themselves away from it. Like, he lied about who he is. His parent lied about being black, but sometimes his parent couldn't quite get away with it. That would be those biracial features, right? What's up? Ask him. Joe Scarborough's own child, you know, was interested in somebody African-American and tried to bring him home, and he started screaming and crying. No. Ask him about that. Despite him being a black man himself, you know, so afraid that he got too close to his secret. Ask him. Ask his children. All right, no, so, you know, that's the Lord. Okay, this is my business, is what I'm saying. It's not wrong to say, no, this is my business, right? It's not a knock at Donald Trump. I don't have a problem with this dude. Donald Trump ain't did nothing to me. I ain't got a problem with this dude. Congratulations to Mr. Trump on his victory, right? This man is 78 years old. I don't mean to be disrespectful, right? All right, no, that's for the Lord. But Trump ain't did nothing to me. Does that make sense? All right, no, so I don't have a problem with him. It's me simply saying I'm not volunteering for the United States. I am not voluntarily extracting, no. Does that make sense? So right now, I cannot do that because Ripple, the extraction, is my business. No. Not just that, anything I extract that I 100% own. I am not wholesaling United States money that I 100% own. I have not extracted anything else yet because I don't want to deal with the United States. You had people pop up and somebody threatened me. He invested nothing. I've never seen this racist before, saying he would frame me if I didn't give him a handout. It would be a handout. He didn't invest anything, right? Okay. So we have a clear understanding between me and the United States. It's not me being mean. I'm not being menacing. Have I raised my voice, right? No. I'm saying affirmatively, no. Right? This is my business. No. Anything I extract, I own. These folks looked at me thousands of times. Okay, clearly there's a racist problem here. If you think I had been any type of criminal, they would have came and got my ass and dragged me out by now and stolen everything from me. But in 3 years, they have not been able to, despite looking at me tens of thousands of times with that type of prejudice, right? I'm not evil, and I'm not some type of damn criminal, right? God forgive me for cussing. It's offensive. Your skin color don't give you a right to terrorize me, right? And that's not a knock at Donald Trump. This man just got in here. It's oddly enough with Donald Trump. All right, now the Lord gave me real pull January 2021. Donald Trump had just got out of the office less than a year before. Can you imagine that? They had just put Nazi killer Joe Biden in there. All right, now they took Donald Trump out of there. Does that make sense, right? And I won't go into that. But they took, you know, as far as like, you know, them taking Donald Trump out, he did not lose the election, all right? Now, I can actually prove it. All right, now that's the Lord, all right? Now, but they took Donald Trump out of there. Does that make sense, all right? Now, that's the Lord. And they placed a Nazi bigot in a secret ballot, all right? Now, that's for the Lord. And they did not group. They took, all right, now that's for the Lord, and they put that Nazi killer Biden in there. And look at what he did to the world. Right? I got lynched by him. He got cut at the international level, calling me all sorts of black bitches and niggers and saying it's a cotton field. Right? Listen, I don't have a problem with Donald Trump. If Donald Trump has any questions for me, outside of volunteering, I'm not volunteering for the United States. I'm not volunteering to extract for the United States, no. Right? No. All right, now that's for the Lord. If Donald Trump has any questions about me signing something, I'm not signing my money over. I'm not signing my rights over to my money. I'm not signing my rights over to my money that's earned. I am not signing anything to give over my rights to the United States for money that I earn. I am not signing anything, right? I do not want to waste this man's time. It's not a knock at Donald Trump. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm not signing anything. All right, now to show up these fools fraud, does that make sense? No. These folks may be homeless. I mean, I just went through what they call me, how they treated me. They DNA tested me to see if I'm royal or not. Does that make sense? All manner of stuff. Oh my God. All right, now that's for the in the UK. They kept DNA testing me. Okay. All right, now I'm not signing anything to give up my own rights to my own money that's earned by the Holy Spirit, that's earned by the Lord Jesus, that's earned by Father God Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Creator, the Lord Holy Spirit, by the wisdom of the living God pointed out, right? I'm not signing my rights away over to my money. I am not signing anything. That is not a knock at Donald Trump. I do not want to waste this man's time. Right? You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to waste this man's time. I was like saying I would be happy to answer any questions he has, right? But I'm saying, you know, honestly, I don't want to waste this time, so I'm saying what I cannot do. All right, now I cannot voluntarily give Ripple to the United States. I'm not giving Ripple to the United States anyway, no. I cannot voluntarily give Ripple or extract fraud from the United States, no. I cannot voluntarily help the United States claim a global supply chain that the Lord poured out and sell across planet Earth, no. I cannot do that. I cannot voluntarily offer services to Ripple due to the fact that it's my business and my livelihood, no. Despite everybody trying to, steal from me. All right, now, it killed me, basically, to try to take it from me and whitewash it and lie about my identity, and they kept trying to lie about my identity and try to pretend a white man created it. It's offensive, right? No. I don't want to empower that racism for other generations. That scares the shit out of me. No. I am not taking a reduction for my own money, okay? This is going to work out, right? Everything got extracted 100% on. I am not taking a reduction to make racists feel comfortable with me or buttholes like Obama that want to be the center of attention because, let's just be honest, that's why T.J. Stood up shaking his hips. Attention. A big, disgusting old diva man. He needs to sit down, right? I didn't start it. All right, so it's not a knock at Donald Trump. You know, no problem with Donald Trump. That's not what I'm saying. I do not want to waste this man's time. I don't have a problem or a disrespect to him. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now I own the extraction, and I can go anywhere on planet Earth. I'm not extracting. Okay, I'm gonna put this out here, so there could be no confusion. I give up my U.S. citizenship if it's necessary. But you know, that's what I said. I would give up my U.S. citizenship. When I go to the bank, I am gonna get rid of it. Right, the status says, ask the Lord in Jesus' name to order my steps. Right, all right, now to show me what to do with this. All right, now, but anything. Anything that I extract, I own it. Right, they told the United States anything I extract, I own it. Okay, the money that you're seeing in the bank, even if it's $10 million right now, I get every penny of it because it's earned. Everybody that invested, nobody on planet Earth in that first, round of that, zero people lost their money. Nobody on planet Earth had the loss. Not one person. To the fact that the Lord spoke straight to the people at the top, said anything that she extracted is hers, right? And I thank them for their integrity in Jesus' name. And first and foremost, I thank the Lord Jesus. Okay, oil companies drill for oil all the time, right? Oil companies, they drill for oil all the time. Nobody tells the oil company that, well, a portion of it belongs to the United States. You don't send that to them. The oil companies sell it. They export it to sell it, or they sit on it, right? And they sell it later, right? Anything got extracted from Ripple, I own it. 100% of it. I don't own a percentage of it. I don't own just 30%. I don't own just 40%. I don't own just 50%. All right, now I'm trying to put this like in exhaustive terms. All right, now this show, I don't have a problem with Donald Trump. I'll be happy to answer any of this dude's questions, right? Does that make sense? But I'm saying the stuff that I cannot do, does that make sense right now? It's not a disrespect or anything. It's just me out of respect for him. I don't want to waste his time. Does that make sense? All right, now that's for the what? I don't just own 30% of the extraction. I don't own just 40%. I own 100%. I don't just own 50%. I own 100%. I don't just own 30%. I own 100%. I don't just own 60%. Jesus the Lord pointed out I own 100%. I don't just own 70% of everything I extract. I own 100%. I don't just own 80% of everything I extract. I own 100% because I'm extracting it. It's my technology. I own it. Nobody in America owns shares. These buttholes, they literally printed up pretend stock and start selling it. They sold worthless, they sold worthless, basically like digital stock to people, worthless. Now, everybody in their family can see I own 100% of my extraction and my money. They had a full understanding what they buying was worthless. I own 100% of everything I extract, so how are these folks selling fraud? I don't understand, selling stock, and I already own 100%. How does that work? How are they selling fraud and I already own 100%? I don't want this to get too long. So let me wrap this up, all right? No, that's for the Lord. Okay, I own 100% of I don't just own 80, 90. I own 100% of everything I extract. I'm not going to extract anything in the U.S. I'm not going to extract anything on U.S. soil, on U.S. in U.S. jurisdiction or U.S. territory, because nobody's going to lie and say, or pop up and ask for a handout and make demands and threaten me and threaten to do all manner of evil against me. Like, these punks have lost their mind, right? I'm trying to watch, use the up for it. I promise to let up, stop this. That makes sense right now. Okay. So I'm not going to pop up. All right. No, so I'm not going to extract on U.S. territories because it's like this, right? No. I'm not wholesaling the United States my own money. I own 100% anyway of anything I extract. So how can you demand for me to wholesale to you and I own 100% already? No. I'm not taking a reduction to make this racist country feel comfortable with me because I'm not going to bite my tongue. That is what it is. No. I own Ripple, which means I can go across planet Earth and I can prosper to my heart's content because the Lord has poured it out like that. I am not taking a reduction. I'm not selling the United States 100%. I'm not selling the United States wholesale of 100% of what I own. How do I sell the United States wholesale of what I own 100%? I own a stock 100%. Anything I extract, I own it 100%. I'm not going to extract anything in U.S. territories, no. I'm going over to Europe to do this, to make sure nobody can try to lie. It belongs to them. I'm not extracting anything within the United States. So this never happens again when these punks pop their asses up and make demands. And God forgive me for cussing, right? And no disrespect to Donald Trump, right? All right, now, so that's all I had to say to that, right? I don't mind answering any of these questions that this dude has. Donald Trump ain't did nothing to me, so I don't mind answering any of his questions. All right, no, that's for the Lord, because all people are saying he wants to talk to me. Okay, that's for the Lord, right? No, okay, he's not in there yet. All right, no, as far as, like, to the Oval Office is concerned, all right, no, Biden got to step down, all right, no, or whatever, how, exchange of power, he got to be inaugurated. Oh, the 21st or the 20th, excuse me, of January, okay. All right, no, that's for the Lord, all right, no, congratulations to Donald Trump, all right, no, that's for the Lord, epic win, all right, no, that's for the Lord, he swept, basically he swept the entire map down there. All right, no, that's for the Lord, all right, no, but, yo, this is me saying I'm not volunteering for the United States, no. That's solid. It's a stone, no. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now I'm not extracting fraud from the United States voluntarily. It's a stone. No way. I'm not extracting anything in U.S. jurisdiction, U.S. territory. I had people try to kill me, lynch me, frame me, make me homeless, torture me, do war criminal acts against me. No, I'm not extracting anything. And they tried for the better part of 3 years to call different countries to steal from me, frame me to steal from me, try to lie their walls to steal from me. They put a black man, Joe Scarborough, in the back door to Freemasons with his relative. And I said just like that he put in the Freemasons as a biological female like me. Fact check me. Joe Scarborough has a female relative in the Freemasons. That's a woman. Like Warren Buffett has a granddaughter. I'll say it just like that. He has a female relative in the Freemasons. Fact check me. Right? All right, now. All right, now, just like they confirmed Joe Scarborough is black, but if he lies that he's not black, okay, great. Ask him if he's African-American. That simply means, does he have African ancestry? You got your answer again there. Okay, so I'm not extracting anything in the United States voluntarily, no. I don't even feel comfortable extracting the United States, right? I don't want to go to the bank in the United States. Oh, God, no, I'd rather go to, Israel, France, or China, right? I said that's the why. I'm not giving the United States half of money and put no investments into. All right, that's for the Lord. All right, now that's, let me see. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now I'm not teaching the United States how to do Ripple. I am not training the United States how to do Ripple. I am not giving the United States wholesale of money that I own 100% of. I own 100% of everything I extract. Why on earth would I give a wholesale to my own money that I own 100% of? So that's not happening, no. And it's green for these punks to think they could have pulled that one, right? I own 100% of the money that's in the bank. It's earned in front of the whole world by Jesus pointing out. Oh, I probably don't like that. I've got to give Jesus the Lord his praise. I give Jesus the praise. I give Jesus the honor. I give Jesus the Jesus the Lord the glory. I give Father God the Creator, our Father, our most mighty, you know, magnificent God, King and Creator. I give Father God Jehovah the praise, honor, and glory. I give his magnificently amazing Son, the Lord Jesus, glory. I give the Holy Spirit and his genius and his phenomenal wisdom and power, glory, because I give him honor and praise because it's the Lord Holy Spirit that gave this to me. It's the Lord Jesus that gave this to me. It's the Father God Jehovah that gave this to me. No matter who wants to hear that, right? That's not a knock at Donald Trump. No, it's just simply saying, I've got to give God his praise because I don't have no power to make no $1 million. The Lord gave me extraction. It started from zero. Zero human investments and I had no money. Trump had just been out of office for less than a year, right? Donald Trump, he had just gotten out of the presidency for less than a year. Then I got Ripple like a little bit less than a year after that. That's really something. When that Nazi Biden was in there, right? Okay. Nazi baby murderer Biden. What am I supposed to say? Right? Lynching Nazi murderer Biden, right? All right, now, Des, let me get straight to it. Excuse me. All right, now, Des, Lord, I'm not going to sugarcoat what Biden is and what Biden did. All right, now, to the fact that he bragged about all the things that he did, right, and continued to be racist over and over again. All right, now, including the intelligence report, including calling the Klan 3 times, right? What's up? The Ku Klux Klan calling me niggers and saying, frame me and destroy my life by lying on me, despite having every investigator in Washington look at me tens of thousands of times and then call other experts in to look at me to with no criminality because I'm not a criminal. What's up? For 3 years, for 36 months, he did this. Okay, so, rest of the Lord, it's not knocking at Donald Trump. It's just simply me saying, I do not mind answering any question Donald Trump asked for me. I'd be happy to. But I'm saying flat out, I'm not volunteering for the United States, no. I'm not volunteering to extract in the United States, no. I'm not extracting any fraud in the U.S. territories, no. I'm not shoring up the fraud that people stole while they were making me homeless and trying to frame me in line I don't exist. And trying to whitewash my identity in line of to saying they would destroy my future and threatening me and treating me like shit. I'm not showing up these horribly wicked, evil, demonic, godless people's fraud. No. Let me see. I am not giving the United States a global supply chain. It has no ownership of to the fact that it, the extraction is in 7,000 languages with zero translations, which proves it's not reading. I'm gonna say that again. Over 7,000 languages, zero translations, which prove it's not reading. Ask Joe Scarborough if you're African-American to prove that. If he lies about that, if he lies, he's not black. Okay, Joe Scarborough says he's not black. He's not black. Okay. Ask him if he's African-American. Ask him like that. Zero translations, 7,000 languages, and nothing had to be with 100% accuracy. Joe Scarborough is a black man, right? He worked around the intelligence community. He was a Congress. You know, he even knew people in the intelligence community in Washington. How did they not know that? Even Donald Trump has been face to face with him. He didn't even know that, right? Okay. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now even Mika White, and she didn't act the way Joe Scarborough act. They've got him before about saying racist stuff and having a racist undertone, despite him being a black man pretending to be white. I'll play a clip to reiterate what I'm saying in some minutes after I get off this, right? So that's it. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now nothing against Donald Trump. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have. Okay, but you know. I'm not volunteering for the United States. No. Right? No. All right. And I'm not extracting any fraud on the U.S. territory so that no fool can ever pop up again and demand something with their hands on the invested nothing. No. No United States jurisdiction. No U.S. soil. No nothing. Right? No. I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent, not even proximity to the United States. So no fool and punk can ever pop up again and make any demands to try to ask for a handout. I said, no, these are some horrible people. They need Jesus. Right? That's not a knock at Donald Trump. This man just got in there. But no to these. I am not signing over my rights for my money. I'm not signing anything at all, right, for my money, no. I'm not signing anything, no, right? Nothing against Donald Trump, but no. All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, no, let me see. All right, no, I am not wholesaling to the United States and I own 100% of my money. How do I own 100% of everything that I extract? They told the United States. Everything said everything I extract, I 100% own it. $1 million in the banks, right? We went through quadrillions, quintillions, octillions, no millions. I didn't sleep my way up to the top. All right now, like Biden, all right now. Joe Scarborough is a black man that had sex with Biden. They love saying this stuff about women slept their way to the top and all this other stuff. Joe Scarborough had sex with Biden. He lied about being white. He had sex with Biden. Obama did too, right? He a black man. I guess he liked black men, right? that's gross. But anyway, all right now. But Joe Scarborough had sex with Biden. He had sex with this dude, right? You know, he actually gave oral sex to Biden. You guys can fact check me. Ask Biden, right? That Joe Scarborough gave Biden oral sex. He had sex with him, trying to climb up the ladder so hard. He lied about being white, trying to climb up the ladder so hard, right? Ask me if I mean, ask him to confirm what I'm saying. I didn't harm anybody, right? I didn't kill anybody, right? The stat means I didn't go to the Middle East and start, you know, murdering men, women, and children. I write no Jewish people. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. I write no so that, you know, I could steal from somebody else and cause a whole war in the Middle East just to put this white fear stuff up saying, oh, my God, I'm so afraid. But, you know, they got to defend themselves for a war that this racist Nazi killer Biden started. I am not Joe Biden. Joe Biden did everything he could to frame me. I am not him to the fact that he went over to the Middle East. He started burning babies alive. He murdered babies. He burned them alive. He saw the intelligence. He kept bombing people. Okay, I harmed nobody. I stole from nobody. I took from nobody. Does that make sense? I copied nobody's idea. They've been back and forth through my streaming to prove that. Does that make sense? I did no sin or no evil to anybody, right? I did nothing to anybody. This is earned the right way. Literally, the Lord poured this out from his throne in heaven by Jesus' wisdom and his goodness, by Father God Jehovah's wisdom, his greatness, and the Holy Spirit's, you know, phenomenal genius. The Lord poured this out, and I took it from nobody. I stole it from nobody. I harmed nobody. I lied on nobody. I didn't try to frame anybody. I lynched nobody. I did no harm to nobody. I did no evil to nobody. I did no wrong to nobody. There was zero investments. Also, I did no wrong to nobody. What's up? Everything I extract, I own it. I'm not giving the United States wholesale for 100% of extraction I own. No. I'm not signing anything about my own money. Does that mean it's a sign of my rights to it? No. That's not a knock at Donald Trump. It's me simply saying no. I'm not volunteering anything for the United States. No. I'm not volunteering to extract for the United States. No way. I'm not sharing up these poke stocks. Well, they were making me homeless. They were trying to enrich their families. These folks already cashed in. They did not. Did they or did they not already cash in money? They remember now, I was homeless last year. Biden bragged about making me homeless. Donald Trump got the wherewithal. He can go through all the calls, see everything Joe Biden's been up to. I hope he do, to verify what I'm saying. They busted Joe Biden at the international level saying nigger so many times they can number it. That's not a knock at Donald Trump. It's simply me saying. They keep saying they want to talk to me. I don't have any problem with President Trump. The stat said I'd be happy to talk to him. But I don't want to waste this dude's time. I don't want to waste his time. I'm saying I cannot teach Ripple. I cannot wholesale. I cannot train how to use Ripple. It is not happening because it is my business. No way. Never. I write no dash for the Lord. Let me see. I'm not extracting any more fraud on the North American continent. That's included in Mexico or Canada because I don't want anybody in the United States to lie that they owe something. No, I'm going to Europe and Asia even to do the extraction because I do not trust the United States. Do you see these pumps keep popping up? Would you trust the United States? That did tell the United States everything got extracted, 100% on it. So I already 100% own everything got extracted. Plus, everything that you're seeing in the bank being counted, I own 100% of that money. Everything in that bank account, I own 100% of it. I don't own a percentage of it. No, I own 100% of it, right? I own everything in that account. They keep watching. Everything. Plus, I own all the extraction. Everything I extract, I own it. So why would I turn around and give the United States my money? No way. That's why I'm not extracting anything, so they can't try to lie and claim it's theirs. No. All right, no, and I'm not signing anything for signing my money, right? No, right? You know, but I don't mind. All right, no, so I don't want to waste this dude's time. I can't figure out other than that what he want to talk to me about. But I'd be happy to answer any questions he has. But I have to say flat, I'd not give this dude to run around. You know, I cannot do any of those, right? Ripple is my business. I am not teaching it. No way. I'm not training it. No way. I'm not wholesaling. No way. I own 100%. Why would I take my 100% and wholesale to anybody? No. I'm not extracting any fraud on the U.S. territory so nobody can lie theirs. No. I'm not taking a reduction. I would be happy to give up my citizenship. I'm not extracting anything in the United States so they can't claim it. I'm not extracting anything in the United States so they can't lie theirs. I'm not extracting anything in the United States so they can't try to put their hands into it. I'm not extracting anything in the United States so they can't try to lie that it belongs to them. I am not extracting anything on North American continent so they can never try to pull this BS again. They will never pull this BS again, no. I'm going to Europe and Asia to do the extraction next time. Does that make sense for right now? Just to show how much I do on everything I extract, I own it. I'd be honored to offer Europe and Asia to buy the stock. Does that make sense? So they don't hate Jesus, they don't hate Israel, and they're not war walkers. I write now Africa, Canada, France. I write now, does that make sense? The European countries, and right now, let me see, Oceania, Australia. They can buy stock into their heart's content. They can buy it to their heart's content. When I go over there and sell it myself, the United States is not authorized to sell my stock. I own 100%. United States is not selling my stock. No. I'm not taking a reduction from the 100% I own. No way. I'm going over to Europe and Asia, Jesus willing, to offer it myself. Canada and Mexico, they could buy it too. And I hope they do. South America, I hope they could buy it. I hope these countries buy all the stock they want to buy, as long as they don't hate Jesus, they're not warmongers, and they don't hate Israel. So they can help their people, they can help their economies, they can help their citizens and their quality of life. They can buy as much stock as they want to when I get over there for the first round of it. Does that make sense? And I'll be sure myself, Jesus willing to sure it when I get over there to do it, right? But in the United States, I can't offer this based on how I've been treated. Do you understand that? I'm not extracting anything in the United States to sell that it's not offered to the United States. Everything that these grown men decide to steal, that's on them. They have me kicked out of my house. They made me homeless. They starved me. They humiliate me. They embarrass me. Please look into a body stealing my rent money. They stole a $1,200 check from me. Plus, they stole. They took my car and impounded it. I had to pay $700 to get it back. $500 to get it back. The Stebbins says $1,200 rent. $1,700 they stole from me. They got me kicked out of my house. No. Everything they chose to steal, they already cashed in a lot of that stock anyway. So since they've already cashed in that stock, I think everybody thinks fairly. They stole from me. And they already cashed in stocks. So I don't owe them anything to begin, but they already stole the stock they cashed in. That's it. How would you feel if people stole from you and then profited off of it? It's a slap in the face. No. So I cannot ship the stock in the United States. I cannot extract any fraud on the U.S. territories because I own 100%. Since I own 100%, I'm not giving 100% of the stock that I own to the United States to the fact that. So there is no confusion. I'm not even extracting no U.S. Jurisdiction or territory. No. Let me see. I'm not selling my rights to my money. No. I'm not teaching how to do Ripple. No. I'm not selling America a wholesale of stock because it's from a global supply chain that by proof America cannot produce the numbers. You need planet Earth to even do these numbers. So no, right? I didn't want to waste Donald Trump's time, right? Out of respect for him. I just wanted to say, I'm happy to answer any questions he has, but to all that stuff, it's a solid no. All right, no, good morning. All right, no, nothing against Donald Trump. I hope you guys are well and great. Good morning. Thank you guys so much.